You are listening to Real World News.
Solidarity Without Dams, Red Light Meeting begins in Guatemala. Despite the threats of foreigners by Otto Pérez Molina administration for participating in social demonstrations in Guatemala, the members of the Latin American Network of People Affected by Dams marched on Sunday, October the 6th, in different regions of the country. The demonstrations marked the kickoff of the fifth meeting of the Continental Network held in Las Cruces Municipality in Petén Department. Rivo Radio interviewed Eric Hernandez of SEIVA, Friends of the Earth Guatemala. He explained that Red Light is made up by organizations of South America and Mesoamerica, and that the previous tours are aimed at expressing solidarity with the communities resisting the construction of dams. The meeting aims to share experiences of struggle and resistance and to have a common analysis of the population's energy demand instead of that of corporations involved in megaprojects. Those corporations are actually the raison d'etre of dams whose projects are proliferating in several parts of the country. The previous meeting took place in Costa Rica and it gathered people from Mesoamerica. The participants agreed to expand and strengthen the continental coordination, explains Eric, who is part of the organizing committee. The struggle against dams and the privatization of territories is an important item in Guatemala's social and political agenda. Corporations are doing strong lobby by reaching agreements with Pérez Molina's administration. They pay hitmen and promote social violence against community leaders, while they do strong publicity linking dams with happiness and development. In the radio and TV broadcasting of sports events, there is publicity of megaprojects. Eric says that Red Light Meeting will help to breathe new life into the Guatemalan movement of resistance against dams and for rivers. Rio Radio is in Guatemala, where it will join a verification mission in Santa Cruz Varillas Municipality, a recently militarized area. Several community members have been in prison since April 2012. The resistance to the construction of Hidro Santa Cruz led to strong public demonstrations. The people have already rejected the project in community consultations.
You are listening to Real World News.